Right, julle kan gaan sit.
Good morning everyone, môre almal. Lekker om saam met julle te wees vanoggend. En sure. God's been so good to us. We have the privilege to travel around and last weekend we were in Hartenbos, Afrikaanse gemeente daar in Hartenbos. En dit was 'n goeie naweek gewees saam met hulle die hele naweek van die Vrydag af tot die Sondag en om net te sien wat die Here doen and God's moving all over the place. And it was packed, like 200 and I think almost 300 people that morning. And I believe they will start a new meeting soon in the evenings, just because it's so packed, full of people. And I so feel what the Here doing in I Black and Hartenbos and Mussel Bay and Groot Brak, Big Dog and Small Dog and everything that I saw what that is. En die Here werk wonderlike dinge daar. En ek weet dit is net om te dis wonderlik om te sien hoe goed die Here is. En hoeveel hy besig is om te doen hierdie tyd. Preparing his bride for when he comes again and getting people saved. So this morning it's all about our weakest muscle. I want to talk about our weakest muscle as Christians. Ons swakste spier wat ons het. Ek glo dit met my hele hart. Ons as 'n liggaam, maar ook as 'n individu, as 'n Christen. We've got a weakest muscle. So hoe gaan dit lyk as jy in die gym is elke dag en jy oefen net jou bors en jou boarms and you've got these wonderful muscles up hierbo, I mean like a bicep that skrik vir niks, but you've got no calves. Jy het geen kuite nie, hulle is net so klein. Nie hoor, ek meen, iemand gaan vir jou lag langs die pad. As jy daar op die strand rondloop met net so groot bors en jy niks bene onder nie. So you have to exercise so that you can have a balanced body. And I believe that's the word for this morning, is that we need to be balanced as a body. Amen. And we trust God that you will just, as I have seen this, that I need to exercise this muscle again. And what is the weakest muscle? The weakest muscle, I believe, is to share the gospel with other people. Om die evangelie met ander mense te deel. Ons kan so 'n wonderlike groei in die Here beleef as Christene, but at the end of it, we lose our strength in sharing the gospel because we're not so thankful anymore. Ons is nie meer so dankbaar vir wat die Here met ons gedoen het nie. So many years ago, God saved me out of darkness. He just put me into a new experience with him. And I was so thankful for it. So for many years, I joined the men's camps in a place called Warambad. It's called Bella Bella now, I think. And then I took many men from the Free State to those camps. And what a privilege and an honor to see them getting saved, getting born again. As I was. I mean, it's just so wonderful to see somebody totally lost. And God takes that person from the darkness and put them into the light. And giving them new life. Dit was 'n wonderlike ervaring om dit te beleef. Unfortunately, after all these years, you get so busy with the things in the church that you lose that experience of seeing people getting born again and saved again. And I believe this morning, I trust God for that, that God will put something in your heart, a deposit in your heart, that you can see it's not only for those people out there, the evangelists, but it's for me and for you to do it and to share the gospel with other people. Amen. Are you with me this morning? Are you ready for this? Yeah. So when I was on the farm, there was someone looking at me and He got saved again, one of my friends, and he saw that what happened to him, that I needed it also. So he started to pray for me. He really prayed for me for many years. And then one day, God just worked a miracle in my heart. I went to that small church in the Free State. You remember my story? Many of you know that story, the Crocodile Church in rites, because when they get you, they draw you to the water nails, they baptize you, and they say that is the way that to go. So we call them the Crocodile Church, you know. So, But that was the small little church that I got saved in, and my life changed completely. But you know what? What I want to share, there is one person who really cared about me. He loved me so much that he prayed for me many years, and he shared the gospel with his life. And then at that day, when I was walking into that small place where he was worshiping God, I know what he felt in his heart. It's just a great thank you, Lord Jesus, for Len. He needs you so much. And then he saw what happened to my life that morning. And I saw so many men came to the Lord myself. And there's no greater fulfillment in your spirit when you see somebody else getting saved again. Or getting saved. Maybe saved again also, yeah, but saved, getting born again. Not just getting a better person or getting religious, but getting born again. So this morning I've got a lot of scriptures and I've got a long preach. Are you ready for it? So I hope that you can take, I will afterwards, if you want to, I can send you these notes and you can keep it close to your heart. You can keep it close. You have to train yourself. You have to train yourself to share the gospel. It does not come easy. There's so many forces against you. You have to train yourself. You have to give yourself. You have to be bold in this. I will not be ashamed about the gospel. Ek gaan myself train in hierdie ding. Dit kom nie sommer net maklik nie. Net omdat jy nou 'n Christen is, nou gaan jy Jesus met ander kan deel nie. Daar's soveel wat jou keer om dit te doen. You have to train yourself. Give yourself and die to yourself. And I want to start off with the end of my preach. So when I was preparing for this, I saw a maze, a doolhof. Jy weet hoe lyk 'n doolhof? Hierdie prentjies het jy mos altyd gekry as kind, dit mos 'n tekening. Hoe kom jy by daai deur uit daai ander kant, né? A maze, dis wat dit in Engels is. So we have to find our way to everlasting life through this life. As a saved human being, the Holy Spirit is our guide. That's what happens. He will eventually lead us to the exit and to eternal life. Maak dit sin as ek dit sê? Want hierdie lewe is 'n doolhof. Kom aan. En mense weet nie waar hulle op pad is nie. En wanneer jy by die Here uitkom, dan gee vir jou die Heilige Gees en die woord en hy gee vir jou gemeente, hy lei jou deur hierdie doolhof van links of regs of vorentoe of agtertoe. Uiteindelik kom jy by die plek uit waar jy moet by die ewige lewe. Most of the times somebody else introduced us to Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Most of the times. So now we have him as our guide for life. But there is another false exit. Whoever exits from that door tumbles into absolute darkness, into a pool of fire forever, never to live or have a chance to repentance again, and also dying for eternity. That's reality. They live, but they actually die without actually dying forever, separated from God and everyone else. So hierdie doolhof het twee deure. Een lei na ewige lewe en een lei na, as jy by daai deur uitgaan, dan sien jy oor die afgrond, dan is jy weg. So this morning we realize that we have received the gift of salvation and the Holy Spirit for free by grace. Ek hoop dis wat die Here vanoggend vir jou en vir my weer sal laat besef, dat die Here ons gered het. Ons wat hier is. Miskien sit jy hier vanoggend en jy is nog nie gered nie. Maybe this morning you will discover that, you know what, maybe I'm not saved. And this will be then an opportunity to make sure that you are saved. And God commands us to share that same gift to a lost world out there. He does not even ask us friendly. He commands us. He commands us. And I'm going to share all these scriptures about this. He commands us to share that same gift to a lost world out there, so that many people can find their way to the right exit. We cannot just be bothered or not interested or I don't care or think, thank God we are saved, we are so happy. Really? I think one of the saddest moments in our lives will be a moment in eternity when we see all the people God has sent on our way to share the gospel with and we realized we missed them. I think for a brief moment in eternity, you're going to see all the people that God has sent on your way and the opportunities that you had to share the gospel and you just missed it. You just missed it. It must be one of the saddest moments. Just for a brief moment, you will see the faces. I believe it. No condemnation in this, but I feel that's the opportunities that we have. So important and so urgent it is to share the gospel. On the other hand, one of the most joyful moments will be when we see all those who were saved by the obedience and the part we played in their salvation. The word says that those who lead others to Christ will shine like stars. Daniel 12, verse 3. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Ek glo dat dit sal gebeur. Daar sal soveel blydskap wees as ons sien. Jy gaan mense kry wat na jou toe stap wat jy nie eers kan onthou nie. Ek weet, daar soveel geleenthede wat ek gehad het, ek het soveel ouens na die Here toe gelei, ek kan hulle nie allemaal onthou nie, ek hou ook nie boek van hulle nie, ek tel ook nie allemaal nie, ek hou ook nie hulle foto's een kant nie, ek weet ek het gedoen wat die Here vir my gesê het om te doen, but I know there will be a day that someone will come to me in heaven and say, Len, can you remember me? Now I will be honest and say, I can't remember you, but I want to thank you for the day that you introduced me to Jesus. So I will go to that other person that led me, who prayed for me and helped me to discover Jesus. I will go to him as well and say, thank you for this. Thank you for salvation. Jesus gave us salvation. But he needs you and me to share the gospel. Hello? Hy gebruik ons as mense om die evangelie. Maak nie saak hoe oud jy is nie. Maak nie saak waar jy is nie. Ek gaan nou 'n paar redes deel hoekom ons nie die evangelie deel nie. Some of the reasons. Here are some of the reasons. Just not all the reasons, but some of the reasons we do not share the gospel to unsaved people as we should. Are you ready? Okay. Are you ready to receive this morning? Okay, the first thing is that you say to yourself, I'm not an evangelist. Ek is nie 'n evangelist nie. It's not for me. I already serve in church as a comm leader or a deacon or an elder. Or in the worship team or in kids' church is actually for someone else, for the leaders or for Marius. Where's Marius this morning? I hope he's out there somewhere saving people. You know. Really? It's not for me. So 2 Timothy 4, verse 5 says, Paul said to Timothy, as for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. That's what Paul said to his spiritual son, Timothy. And it's, I believe it's not an option. It's not just something additional to being a Christian. It's part of my life is to share the gospel. And we don't do it. Why don't we do it? Because we believe it's not my purpose in life. There's evangelists. God's raised up evangelists. They will do it. No, I want you to change that thinking this morning. You are not Angus Buchan. He's got the gift on his life and the grace on his life. He's an evangelist, I believe it. But every one of us can do the work of an evangelist. That's what Paul said to Timothy. Timothy was not an evangelist. He was an apostle. He built churches. He was an elder. He was not an evangelist. But Paul said, listen to this. Paul said, this is one package. Be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Never stop sharing Jesus with other people. That's who we are. We have to do it, friends. We have to do it. It's a lost world out there. If we think this is good enough, what we see here this morning, the church coming together and we've got all these people worshiping Jesus. Man, this, you know, the thing that must drives us the most is love. We need to see a lost world out there. Many of your friends, the guys that work with you, your children, your own brother or sister or your mother or father, you have to take every opportunity to make sure that they will not get lost in the maze. As jy weet, jou boetie is op pad, hy gaan ergens, ek het met my boetie nou die dag gesit en met hom gepraat. Die Here het vir my geleentheid gegee. En ek het hom gebring tot by die plek and he didn't receive Jesus. But I've done my duty. I've done my call, the command that Jesus gave me to share the gospel. My eie broer, ek praat van my eie broer. And I hope and pray that he will come to the point that he realizes there's only one way to God himself, and that's through Jesus. En dat hy by die plek sal kom om sy lewe vir die Here te. I shared the gospel with my mom. I shared the gospel with my dad. I had the opportunity to lead my dad to God just before he died. just before he died, he called out to Jesus. Come on. I hope I can put something in your heart this morning. This is not just healthy church without souls being saved is not healthy. A healthy Christian without sharing gospel to someone else is not a healthy Christian. Then you believe you don't have anything worthy enough to share with someone else. As jy weet wat jy het, hierdie verlossing wat die Here vir jou gegee het, hierdie skat wat jy het, hoe kan jy stil bly oor dit? Hoe kan jy, as jy iemand anders sien wat verlore is, nie die geleentheid gebruik om Jesus met hom te deel nie? Hoe kan jy omdraai nie? Jy weet, ek begin deesdae al hoe meer dringend voel rondom dit. When I'm in a restaurant and someone is waiting on me, the waiter, then I look for an opportunity to share Jesus. And I missed it. I missed it so many times. But Jesus, help us. It's more important than ever before that this church and you as a Christian will be focused on lost people as well. You see, a church without going, it's like a train on a track. You can't just be on one side of the track and just build family. You have to be on the other side, and the other side is getting to the lost. That's what it is. The train will not move if you're not seeing souls saved. And you as a Christian will never have fulfillment and fruit in your life if you don't take the opportunity to share Jesus with other people. He will always put it in your heart. He will always press on your heart the opportunity. The Holy Spirit will always do it. It's for us to be obedient. And the moment you begin to share Jesus with other people, you know what? Most of the issues and the stuff that you have in your life, it just fades away. Come on, man. All die issues wat jy het, dit begin net minder en minder word, want jy is nie op jouself gefokus nie. Because it's not about me, myself and I the whole time. It's about other people. Maak het sin. So I trust God will do something this morning. So and then I know some of us have a saying, always share Jesus with other people and if necessary, use words. Really? Oh, I will only share my testimony. People have to decide for themselves. Really? Het julle al hierdie goed gehoor? Nee, is ek reg? Jy moet so leef dat ander mense in jou kan sien as dit nodig is met jou woorde gebruik. As nie wat ek sien in die woord nie. Ek weet ons moet reg leef, maar Romans 10:14-15 says, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Every one of you this morning, listen to me, every one of you is a preacher. In your own sense, in your own life, in your own opportunity, in your own time, in your own friendships that you have, in wherever you are a preacher of the gospel. It's not just using the pulpit on a Sunday morning and now you're a preacher. I'm only sharing the word of God now this morning. That's all. But I trust God that something will come in your heart and you will walk out from this door this morning and you will look for opportunities to share the gospel again. And you will come back with that same person. Laat ek jou vertel, kom staan hier so Mark. Mark, ek weet jy slaap, kom staan hier by my. Mark, ek gaan nie eers vir hom kans gee om sy getuienis te gee nie, maar ek sal nooit vergeet die dag toe ons 'n mannekamp gedoen het. En Mark en sy pelle daar by die rivier gesit en hulle het vis gevang. Jy weet mos daai tipe vis vang. Anders te vis vang daai. En hy het gehoor wat ons gehoorship, as ek reg maak, en iets het in sy hart geval. En jou seun was daai dag by die Here uitgekom, né? Is ek reg? Ja, ja.
Kijk, ons was daar gewees in die, ons was daar gewees en die mannekamp was in die boekkant van ons gewees en ons het die huisie gehuur in die onderkant. En ons het vis gevang en die saterdag toe ons wil gaan vis vang, toe kon ons die vis vang nie. Toe is die mense bezig om te doop met die gevolg is, ons het niks vis gevang nie. Toe het ek in elk geval gesê, my seun was by die mannekamp gewees, maar toe sê ek in elk geval, ek sal julle kom sien volgende dag by die kerk. En toe het ek tweede kerk toe gekom en daarvan het my hart vir die Here gegee.
Come on man. Come on man. What is more fulfilling to hear and to see something like it? I can keep you busy till tomorrow morning of all the men that I took with when I was a farmer in the Free State. You know, men like me and like Mark, who was totally lost and he needed Jesus. And there's nothing more fulfilling than that, to see it, to believe it, to experience it. And you don't need to take men to a men's camp to do it. You can share Jesus wherever you are. You can take the opportunity. If you've got the gospel in your heart, you know how to do it. You have to skill yourself to do this. It's not a course. I will give you some guidelines this morning. You can take it with. You can exercise this. You can. Let me ask you this morning. Have you shared the gospel with the man that helped you in the garden? Have you shared the gospel with the lady that helps you in the kitchen? Because that's your opportunities that God gave you. Of is hulle maar net werkers, hulle kom en hulle gaan. You see, dis 'n ding van liefde. The greatest barrier that we have not sharing the gospel is a lack of love. That's all. We don't have enough love for people out there. And we don't realize always this person is going to go through the wrong exit and he's going to tumble down in darkness. He's going to be in hell forever. And maybe I have the opportunity to share Jesus with him. Hierdie mense wat vanoggend hier sit in hierdie kerk. As julle dit vat wat die Here vanoggend sê en julle gaan uit in 'n plek so swin en dan is daai herlewing. It's going to be a revival. Hier's genoeg mense. Daar was 12 wat die Here gevat het en hy het die wêreld gedraai. Want hy het vir hulle gesê go and preach the gospel and make them disciples. Come on. We have to take this to heart this morning. God is in the season that we live. I believe God is really putting his finger on this and say it's not about you and your own kingdom and your own glory and your own comfort and your own issues or whatever. It's about a lost world out there. That's how I built a healthy church. It's getting connected to people out there. Black people, Isaac, you guys got a call out there. It's not just, I mean, God is going to send you into the black community over there. He's going to help you to preach and get the gospel out to people that's unsaved. And he will confirm his word with signs and miracles. Remember that. Signs and miracles. It's not just you doing it in your own power and your own wisdom or strength, but he's going to confirm his word. You will see miracles among people. Not just among the people out there, but every one of us, wherever you go. The signs and miracles are not the physical healings, the sickness, people will become healthy again, but the signs and miracles, people's changed hearts. That's what it is. Die Here verander lewens. Dis die wonderlikste. Dit is 'n groter wonderwerk om iemand te kry om sy hart vir die Here te gee as vir dit was vir Lazarus om uit die graf uit te kom. 'N groter wonderwerk. Lazarus het geen wil meer gehad nie. Die Here het net hom gesê kom uit. Hy was dood. Hy kon nie sê ek sal nie, ek wil nie, ek sal daaroor gaan dink, ek gaan daaroor bid. Jy hoor. Ek het nog nie hierdie revelation nie. Hy was dood, soos 'n mossie. Die Here het net sê, staan op en kom, en hy het gekom. So, maar vir 'n man te sê, you have to accept Jesus as your Savior, ek sal daaroor gaan dink, daaroor gaan bid, is hy die enigste ou, jy hoor, en so gaan ons aan. To change the will of a man is a miracle. It's a miracle. So, you all are evangelists, in a way. Take the opportunity. So, what about this? Some of us believe God saved people without using someone to actually do it, like he will do it. Like in the first church, in Acts 2:47, we see God added to the church those who are being saved daily. Well, he can do it without us. He can do it without us, for sure he can. And he has many times, and he does many times. He can save someone without using humans. But most of the time, he uses people like us to share the gospel. You have to remember that. Hy kan dit doen, hy het Paulus op die pad gered, het Saulus gered, sonder dat daar iemand betrokke by was, maar hy kan, en hy wil, meeste van die tyd, wil hy vir mense gebruik. So, I believe that verse in Acts 2:47 actually means people shared the gospel and God worked conviction in their hearts by the Holy Spirit to receive Jesus as the Savior. And I believe it all started with communities, small groups and homes, that's what I believe, that's where they shared their testimonies and the gospel and people got saved daily. What they experience in others' lives, in communities, in houses. That's how God added to the church daily those who were being saved. Dis hoe dit gebeur. Communities are still the net, I believe, of catching fish. So what about this excuse? It's a personal thing. It's none of my business. Really? So by grace, we receive the greatest gift and treasure that mankind can ever have. And we receive it for free. And God commands us to go and share it with a lost, unsaved world. Matthew 8:28-19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's not somebody else's personal matter. When you become a disciple of Jesus, others' religious status becomes your prayer. Jy kyk na ander mense met die gebed in jou hart is jy gered. Jy kyk na jou kinders so. Jy kyk na jou familie so. Jy kyk na jou werkers so. It's not a personal thing. It becomes your thing. Because you're a Christian. Other people's eternity, what they're going to experience in eternity, becomes your, it's a matter of your heart. What about this excuse? Most people believe in Jesus. It's been preached all over the world. Even in South Africa, we're a Christian nation. Het julle dit al gehoor? Really? So there's churches, there are churches all over. Who am I to judge? Really? So what are the signs of a real born believer? Ek wil dit volgend vir jou gee so dat jy dit kan gaan huis toe vat, nee, dat jy kan. And ek het net een boek. I only used one book in the Bible to show you what are the signs. 7 signs of a real born again believer, not just a Christian. Number 1, are you ready? 1 John 5 verse 12 says, Number 1, acceptance of Jesus as the only Savior. There is no other way to eternal life now and hereafter than by Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:12 says, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Period. Dit is nie moeilik om te verstaan nie. 1 Johannes het dit probeer vir hulle verduidelik. Whoever has the Son has life. Jy kan deur niemand anders gered word nie. En laat ek vir jou sê vanoggend, it's a reality check this. Because in the time that we live, people believe there are many ways to God. There are many saviors to God. Even self-righteousness is a God. There are many ways to God. There is only one way to God, and his name is Jesus Christ. And then, that's the first sign. It's someone that who believe that there's only one way to God. The second sign, you become a follower of Jesus. 1 John 2, verse 5 to 6 says, by this we may know that we are in him. In other words, this is a token or a sign. Whoever says he abides in him or Jesus ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. As jy wedergebore is, word jy 'n volgeling van Jesus en jy wil met jou hart wandel soos wat hy gewandel het. If it's not there, you're not born again. Dis nie ek wat dit sê nie, dis wat die woord sê. By this we may know that we are him. Met ander woorde, as dit nie daar is nie, as jy nie wedergebore nie. Is ek reg? Dis wat die skrif sê, né? Nommer 3, you come into the light, you become accountable. Dis die derde teken. If we say we are fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The moment you get born again, you have this desire in your heart to move from a place of darkness and come into the light with your life. You become vulnerable. You don't hide away. You don't keep stuff in secret. You come into the light. Because there's fellowship in the light. There's fellowship with Jesus in the light. There's fellowship when we're in the light. There's fellowship with one another. And then there's the fruit of us is when you come into the light and you even bring your sin into the light. The promise is that the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from that sin. That's what it is. So iemand wat nie oop lewe het nie, wat 'n toeboek is, wat nie wil hê dat jy hom moet counsel nie, wat jy net weet, dis so moeilik om by daai persoon se hart uit te kom. It's a good question. Maybe you're not born again. Maybe you are not, because this is a sign. You come into the light. The fourth sign, you love the family of God, the church. 1 John 2 verse 9 says, whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. I mean, this is not very complicated, broers. As jy in haat beteken, nie emosie nie, dit beteken net nie om lief te hê nie. Hallo?
If you don't love the family of God, you don't love the church, then there's a question. I think you're still in darkness.
So many people that say, listen, I'm okay with Jesus at home. I don't need the church. Das vandag, jy hoor dat oral. So my question to him is, when Jesus comes again, he comes to fetch his church. Are you going with? There's a good chance that you will not. Is dit bietjie regheid vanoggend? Maar ons het nodig om die goed te hoor, né, sodat jy kan weet wat dit jou hart kan opgewonde raak om iemand te red, selfs van hierdie goeters.
You love the family of God, the church, the fourth sign. Verse 7, 1 John 4 verse 7 says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. If you don't love the family of God, I don't believe you're born again. That's what the word says. Number 5, the power of sin has been broken over your life and you hate sin. That's a sign that you're born again. 1 John 3:10 says, by this it is evident who are the children of God. Very clear. And who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. 1 John 3:6 says, no one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or know him. Dis so duidelik. Beteken dit dat jy niks sonde gaan doen nie? No, that does not mean that you will never sin. It does not mean that. But it means that the power of sin has been broken over your life.
Jy's nie meer verslaaf aan sonde nie. Ja. We do stumble now and then. We do struggle now and then. We do sin now and then. But you know what? Sin is not a stronghold in my life anymore. God has broken the power of sin over my life. And if it didn't happen with you, if you still struggle with that, maybe you have to ask yourself, am I really born again? Number 6, you do not love the world or the things of the world anymore. That's a clear sign. 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 5:4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. You can't live in the world and in the kingdom of God. So if you can't get that right and your heart didn't shift from that place, you're still in the world out there. You still want the world and the things of the world, then maybe that's a good question to ask yourself. Am I really born again? Number 7, you are aware of the Holy Spirit in your life. You are aware of the Holy Spirit in your life, of his gifts and of his fruit. 1 John 4:13, by this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. Without his Spirit, you're not born again. You are born again by his Spirit. But you will know that if you are aware of the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense? So these are 7 signs. It's not the only signs. It's only in the one book, in 1 John, that you can look at what it means to be born again, actually. So what? Another reason people don't share the gospel is because people are busy. I can't bother them. I would rather invite them to church or to the community. Churches on Sundays, people work during the week. Let's do a men's camp again. And you know, that's how it goes. You don't take the opportunity. Paul said to Timothy, there are only 2 times when you're allowed to share the word and Jesus to others. Only 2 times that you're allowed to share the word. He said to Timothy. And 2 Timothy 4 verse 2. Preach the word. In season, in Afrikaans, tydig en ontydig. elke geleentheid wat jy kry. Sondag is net die geleentheid nie, net die geleentheid nie. En Woensdag net die geleentheid met die community nie. It's a way of life, tydig en ontydig. Jy soek net daai geleentheid, man. Jy soek net daai geleentheid. Dis soos jy sit met jou 270 jaggeweer met jy kyk deur die scope en jy het 'n teken en iemand skuif 'n teken daar rond. Die oomblik as hy jou kruis op daai teken kom trek hierdie sneller. Come on, this is my opportunity. That's how you have to live. I'm going to take this opportunity to share Jesus. So people are not so busy that you cannot, maybe you are so busy that you don't share the gospel. Maybe you are so busy that you don't share the gospel. So, what about this excuse? Okay, let me just end the previous one. This does not mean that you are a loveless gospel enforcer. A loveless gospel enforcer. Met ander woorde, 'n liefdelose evangelie enforcer. Wat is die Afrikaans? Jy forceer dit in ander mense se lewe in nie, né? But it means that you will be ready to grasp every opportunity you get in any season. Maak dit sin wat ek sê vandag, né? Dit beteken nie dat jy afstootlik sal wees nie. Maar jy elke geleentheid sal gebruik en dat jy wys sal wees as jy dit doen. Maar mag die Here vanoggend vir ons konwins van die geleenthede wat ons gehad het en wat ons gaan kry om die evangelie te deel. You're part of this body. It's not just the pastors and the elders and the community leaders and whoever who needs to share the gospel. Almal van ons. What about this excuse? It's going to cost me my friendship or relationship. It's going to cost me my friendship or relationship or the position on the management board or the team or whatever. And I don't know if I want that. Paul said, and so should we in Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Can you say this morning? Can you say, without saying the right answers? Can you really testify this morning that you're not ashamed about the gospel? And that you take every opportunity that you have to share the gospel of Jesus and sharing it verbally, not just being a good person, but sharing it verbally because you see that person is not going to make it. You see that person is going to exit the wrong way and tumble into darkness, into hell. You see that your kid is going to hell. You see that your mom is going to hell. Do you take every opportunity to share the gospel? Are you crying for this? Are you praying? Are you fasting and praying for that person to see it happens? That's what it means to be an evangelist. To do the work of an evangelist is to cry out for people because they're not going to make it. And I mean, it's not just about eternity. I mean, eternity starts here. I'm not preaching this morning. I don't want to put down the deposit of sharing the gospel, but eternity starts here. When we get to know the Father, Jesus said, Father, I pray that they may experience eternity, and eternity is that they will know you. It starts here. It starts with a relationship with God. You see, it's not about just exiting the wrong way and going to hell. It starts with someone really not knowing God and not knowing a real relationship with the Father. If you see that person is hurting and that person is lonely and depressed, and there's only one answer, and that's Jesus. So it starts here. What about this excuse? All religions. Sorry, I'm jumping again. So when it happens, when we lose our friends, our jobs, our blood family relationships, our important position somewhere or whatever, when it happens, and it does sometime happen, when you share the gospel, you're going to pay the price for it. You're going to get persecuted. Is it right? Partykeer gaan dit gebeur, maar die woord sê, in hierdie vers het ek jare terug geleer, 1 Peter 4:14 says, if you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed. You are blessed because the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Jo, ek sal hy skrif my hele lewe onthou. As jy vervolg word vir Jesus onthaalwe, is jy geseen. Ek onthou wat hulle van my gesê het toe ek begin getuig het van Jesus en het ek my hart vir die Here gegee het, baie jare terug, 1993, toe het hulle gesê, hierdie ou, Len, het julle gesien? Hy het 'n spiritual stroke gehad. Hy het 'n geestelike beroerte gehad. Dis wat hulle van my gesê het. Sê hy's koekoes. And I was blessed. Hulle het gedink hulle kus my, maar die Here het my geseën. Come on. Want ek het die prys betaal. Ek het die prys betaal. Ek het alles wat ek, my hele career driven wat ek was, ek het daai hele droom verloor. En ek het dit prys gegee vir wat ek vandag doen, vir baie jare. But I'm blessed, more than I ever would be blessed. Ek is geseën. So wanneer jy hierdie ding in jou hart het, miskien as ek hierdie evangelie deel, gaan ek my vriende verloor by die skool. Ek gaan my golf buddies verloor, my drinkebroers. Ek gaan hulle verloor. As jy begin wonder oor hierdie goeders, nee, dan moet jy weet, dis Here wat dit in jou hart werk. Want dan gaan jy gebless wees wanneer jy dit share. So, what about this thing? All religions and beliefs lead to God. Alle gelowe lei na God toe. So, hoe kan ons dit glo? As Jesus sê in Johannes 14 vers 6, Jesus sê to him, John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Ek het nou 'n bietjie oor dit gepraat. Maar moenie dat daai saaitjie in jou hart kom sit nie. You know what? Maybe the Muslims, maybe the Hindus, maybe Israel visie, maybe Hebrew roots, maybe, no, there's only one Savior. There's a lot of Jesus around. Daar's baie soorte Jesus. Ek het hierdie woord gepreek in Namibia. Daar's baie van hulle wat rondgaan. Nie elkeen van hulle is die regte Jesus nie. Daar's net een, en dit is soos die gospel, net soos hy daar is, onvervalste, die ware gospel. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except to me. Ek het nog een oor wat ek met julle wil share. And this is, I don't know how to share the gospel. That's an excuse for many of us. I have to do a course or something. Really? So moet jy eers 'n kursus kry sodat jy kan weet hoe om Jesus met ander mense te deel terwyl jy weet wat die Here, as jy regtig wedergebore is. As jy regtig 'n getuienis is van wat met jou lewe gebeur het. Hoe die Here jou uitgehaal het uit dwelms uit of uit drank uit of uit die golfklap uit. Of jou huwelik herstel het, of jou nuwe lewe gegee het, out of darkness, if you really got a testimony, then you know how to share the gospel. Because the only thing that you do is, you share what happened to you, and you give God the glory. You really know, but it is easier if you do have a few principles of the gospel in your heart, and you have to teach yourself this, so that you can live with this. So I will give it to you. I'm not going to preach on this. I don't have the time. I think we have done good. But this is how it goes. The first thing that we have to understand, that the gospel is plain but powerful. It's not complex and it's not difficult. You don't have to counsel someone for 3 hours to lead him to the Lord. Come on. But you have to explain the gospel plainly and in truth. So the first thing that you have to remember is that the human race have all sinned and have fallen into sin. Ons almal het gesondig. Romeine, jy kan hierdie versies leer. Ek het hulle geleer en onthou. Romeine 3 vers 23. En ons het almal gesondig en het ontbreek ons aan die heerlikheid van God. Wie is almal? Almal. Dus die skrif sê almal, dan bedoel hulle almal. Bedoel hy almal. Almal van ons het gesondig. The human race have all sinned and have fallen into sin and separation from God. We are all sinners without God. We have to confess it. Dis waar die hele gospel begin, is by dit. Ja, maar ek het in die kerk groot geword, man. Van so kleins af het my ma met my die pad gestap. En ek verstaan dit. Sy het baie saad in jou hart gesit. But you know what? For the young people, I see when young people, when they grow up in a Christian home, they still need to encounter Jesus for themselves. They still need to make that decision. They still need to realize, listen, without Jesus, I'm a sinner. Not without the church. Not without my mom and dad. Not without a Christian family. I need to accept Jesus as my Savior. Jy gaan nie eendag voor die Here kan staan en sê, ek het in die kerk groot geword nie. Dis hoekom ons nie glo aan iemand moet gedoop word as hy klein is nie. But there's a believer's baptism. And you can experience that when you big enough to understand the gospel. Big enough to understand that you need Jesus. And that can be 12 years old or whenever. But we don't baptize kids that don't understand it. But you have to encounter Jesus for yourself. You have to understand for yourself, I am a sinner. Without Jesus, I will not be saved. So if you preach the gospel, the first thing that I tell people is that all have sinned. You and I, everyone have sinned. We've fallen from the grace of God. Do you believe that? If you don't believe that, sorry, I can't help you. That's the start. Nee, ek weet daarom nie meer, ou. Ek is nie so sleg nie. Serious. Dit gaan nie oor wat jy doen en wat jy nie gedoen het nie. You are born a sinner, my broer. Jy is gebore ongered. En jy kan besny wees en gedoop wees, jy is nie gered nie. Voordat jy nie daai encounter het nie, met die Here nie. Maak het sin. You have to put this in your heart. We have all sinned before God. Ek het dit besef. Ek was in die kerk gewees, man. Ek was diaken gewees, ek was ouderling gewees. Jong volwassenes was 'n bediening gewees in die kerk het ek en het die gelei. Maar ek was so ongered soos 'n klip. Come on. Ek weet. Dit is wat het was. I didn't see Jesus. I didn't see myself as a sinner. Want ek het 'n verkeerde teologie gehad. Die teologie wat in my kop was, is dat, don't you worry, you're part of this, you're part of the chosen frozen. You are saved. Hallo? Rian, hy weet precies waarvan ek praat. Ja. En ek het so groot geword en gesê, joh, die Here is goed, ek kan doen wat ek wil, ek kan my klap kuier tot hoe laat in die aande, woensdag aande, vrydag aande, en ek kan myself baie happy maak, huis toe ry, my vrou baie ongelukkig maak, en sondag trek ek my swart pak aan met my wit das, I'm saved. Jare het ek so geleef. Ek was gelieg voor. And that's the lie of religion. Come on. Until one day I realized, Len, you are a sinner. You are lost completely. And your black suit and your white tie will not bring you any further to God. You have to repent. Put your life down and just call out to God. And that's the moment I was born again. And then I said to the pastor, so when are you going to baptize me? He said, are you sure you want to do this? I said, I'm dead sure. Because I have to die myself. And that's new life. That's what it means to be born again. It's not you becoming a better person. Listen to me this morning. Being a Christian is not becoming a better person. Becoming a Christian is, it means that you will actually die. You will die to yourself. And you become a new person, a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, when you're born again, everything is new. You become a new creation. So you put on Christ. Every morning I have to put on Christ and put off the old man. The enemy wants to clothe me every morning. Die vyand wil my aantrek in die oggend. En ek weet hy doen dit met baie van ons. Hy sê, jy is my eintlik nog net Lenny, man. Daai ou wat daar die plaas rondgeloop het en die hond geskop het en te kere gegaan het. Jy is my eintlik maar nog net hy. Then I have to fight this in myself and say, you know what, I'm not just the old Lenny. I have to clothe myself and I put on Christ because I'm born again. I'm a believer. I'm a new creation. That's what it means to be born again. It's not becoming a good person. You put all your faith, all your trust, all your righteousness is in Jesus. What is toegang? That's your entry to God's presence. Is that you put everything in Jesus. You put everything. You get accepted by God through your faith in Jesus that he did everything for you. It's not nothing that I did or did not do. Are you with me? Yeah, all right.
No one and nothing but Jesus can save us and restore us back into relationship with the Father. John 14:6, I said it this before. Jesus said to him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except to me. So when you help someone and you share the gospel, you bring him to a point, this person, and you ask him, do you believe this morning that the only way to the Father's heart is through the salvation that Jesus Christ gives you? He's the only way to God. And there's no other way, no other name, no other person. You have to share that. That's the gospel. And if that person says, I believe that with my whole heart, then you can help that person to come to Jesus. Number four, by faith we receive this gift and are justified. In geloof ontvang ons dit. You receive this gift, Jesus, and you are justified. Regverdig beteken, wil jy weet wat beteken regverdigmaking? Regverdiging beteken in die Afrikaans, ek sal dit nou in die Engels sê, maar dit beteken die prys wat nodig was om vir jou sonde te betaal en die hele aarde se sonde is betaal. En as jy dit vat vanoggend, is jy vry van die prys wat betaal moes word. Want dit was eintlik ek en jy wat in die kruis moes hang. That's what it means. So God the Father says, you are justified by faith. You receive Jesus as the only one that can help you. And then ending off, by now then, we are adopted by God the Father as his children. Then you end off salvation, this principle. We are adopted by God the Father as his children. Back into the relationship with him. John 1:12, wonderful scripture, wat ek vir myself geleer het baie jare terug. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Aan allemaal wat hem aangeneem het, het hy die recht gegee om kinders van God te word. Dis hoe eenvoudig die gospel is. Maar as jy vir my een WhatsApp stuur, sal ek al die notes vir jou stuur, so dat jy dit by jou kan hê. As jy dit deur wil werk, en jy wil meer van het weet, jy wil het by jou hou, en het miskien uitdruk, en maak het jou eie, jy sê dit in jou hart, so dat as die opportunity kom, dat jy iets in jou binneste hier so het, saam met die experience wat jy gehad het, dat jy kan weet, dis die beginsels waar volgens die gospel werk. Does that make sense? Great man. So can we come before God? Can we have some quiet moment before him this morning? Thank you, Jesus.